This is Dr. Masood Shah. I'm repeating. Patient's name is Margaret McNally, McNally. Margaret, Margaret. Date of birth is 6/8/1934. Date of service 3/2/2022. Miss McNally is a very pleasant 87-year-old female with history of hypertension, diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, who presented to the emergency room after she had a mechanical fall. She slipped on a wet pavement. She hit her head. She also did lose consciousness. She was brought to the emergency room, was complaining of pain in her hip and pelvic area. CT scan of the pelvis was obtained that showed a 10.5 by 8 centimeter perivascular hematoma, confirmed inferior and superior pubic rami, right pubic rami fracture, no signs of right hip fracture. Patient was evaluated by orthopedic surgery, who recommended non-operative management of the pelvic fractures. CTA was obtained, which did show active extravasation from the left inferior gastric artery. Interventional radiology was called, and the patient underwent embolization of the left internal pudendal and left external pudendal artery. Patient was admitted to the intensive care unit, was being monitored. Patient was otherwise doing better. She was evaluated by physical therapy, was ambulated with the help of therapy, but generally feeling weak, did complain of pain. Patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Willows at Howell for rehabilitation. At the present time, she does complain of feeling weak, feeling tired and fatigued, does complain of pain. She denies any complaints of chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, denies any complaints of any nausea, vomiting or diarrhea, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for diabetes mellitus, hypertension. Hyperlipidemia and tremors. And degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history. Has been significant for breast mass excision, skin cancer surgery, and lumpectomy. Social history. Smoking none, alcohol none. Allergies. Iodinated contrast media. And lopamidol. Current medications. Current medications include Tylenol, Alendronate, calcium, vitamin D3, donepezil, metformin, mirtazapine, multivitamin, oxycodone, and simvastatin. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, and history of MI or coronary artery disease. Respiratory system denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration or history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea or vomiting, denies any diarrhea or peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary complaints of pelvic pain. Denies any complaints of any history of kidney stones. Musculoskeletal complaints of joint pain, history of back pain / pelvic pain. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. Temperature 98.0, respiration 16, pulse 72 per minute, blood pressure 128/81, oxygen saturation was 96%, HENT examination was normal, pupils weakly round and reactive to light, external ocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly, heart SNS2 was audible, regular rate and rhythm, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, all sounds were positive, extremities no edema. Impression number one, fall. Next, right superior anterior pubic rim MI fracture. Next, pelvic hematoma. Next, hypertension. Next, diabetes mellitus. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, patient admit to below the towel. Will continue current medications. We'll consult physical and occupational therapy. We'll check routine labs. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. She has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Lenora Springer, S-P-R-I-N-G-E-R. Lenora, L-E-A-N-O-R-A. Date of birth is 1/4/1924. Date of service is 3/4/22. Miss Springer. Miss Lenore, Miss Springer is a very pleasant. ...98-year-old female with a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, degenerative joint disease, admitted to the hospital after she fell. Was unable to ambulate herself, was having significant pain, was brought to the emergency room where she was evaluated and found to have a left hip fracture. She underwent left hip replacement. Patient underwent open reduction, internal fixation. Patient was ambulated with the help of physical therapy. Patient hemoglobin did drop. Patient was being monitored. Physical therapy was ambulating with the patient. Patient otherwise was feeling better. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to below the towel for rehabilitation. At the present time, she denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, palpitation. She Does complaints of pain in her hip. Denies any complaints of being dizzy or lightheaded. Denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, no abdominal pain, no other symptoms. Past medical history. Has been significant for hypertension, depression, anxiety, degenerative joint disease. By surgical history, unknown. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none, allergies to codeine, sulfate, and penicillin. Current medications. Include Tylenol, ascorbic acid, aspirin, cholecalciferol, Cozaar, cyanocobalamin, escitalopram, iron, stool softener, and tramadol. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease, respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints, neurological, denies any history of TIA or CVA, denies history of seizures, no focal weakness in the arms or legs. Musculoskeletal, complaints of joint pain, history of fall, history of hip pain. All other symptoms are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. Temperature 98.2, pulse 68 per minute, respiration 16 per minute, blood pressure 108/62, oxygen saturation was 96%. HENT examination was normal, pupils were equal, run and reactive to light, extraocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly, extremities, no edema, pulses bilaterally symmetrical, neurological examination was closely intact. Impression, number one, fall, next. Next, right hip fracture, status post ORIF, next osteoporosis, next knee onset anemia, next depression, next hypertension, treatment plan, patient admit to the below the towel, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, will repeat labs, will start on iron supplements, her hemoglobin has been low but family has refused. Blood transfusion, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Mary Pratt, P-R-A-T-T, Mary, M-A-R-Y, date of birth is 2-8-1943, date of service is 3-4-2022. Ms. Pratt is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She states that she is doing well. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations. She said that she's been walking with the help of physical therapy, has been doing better. She's been eating better. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. On examination, general appearance was normal, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball counts were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression? Number one, acute and chronic hypercapnic respiratory failure, next metabolic encephalopathy, next macrocytic anemia, next COPD, next chronic kidney disease, next paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, next pancreatitis, next lung nodule, next coronary artery disease, next hyponatremia, next hypokalemia. Treatment plan discussion about her symptoms. She seems to be doing better. Will continue current medications. Encouraged to eat better. We'll check routine labs. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period.